Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the school budget revision. I've seen estimates between $100 and $200 in addition to what schools are already going to get per pupil. What do you know?
Well, let's put the numbers in, because number stories can get confusing. The governor originally proposed to cut the K through 12 grant by $300 a kid. The number is now down to 100, but it's not the deal that the Democrats wanted, because there are strings attached. In order to get to that $100 figure, the schools have to agree to some health care cost sharing with their teachers. And some of the money will go into the retirement fund for teachers. So it will not go off the top into the $100 grant. And if my reading of this agreement is correct, that's not what the Democrats in the Senate negotiated. And I would not be surprised if they complained about it later on today, but it may be falling on deaf ears, because it looks like this is a done deal.
Public employees in Michigan will be required to pay at least 20% of their health care costs. That's creating a firestorm, but it's a done deal.
Well, nothing new there. I mean, they've been on this path, the governor and friends, since he came into office. They always look at the private sector, and they use the private sector as sort of the benchmark for what ought to be done in the public sector. Now, some of the D's in the Senate complained that teachers in particular are being singled out here. They did write an exemption into this bill that would get municipal employees off the hook if the local unit of government on a two-thirds vote decided not to do that, which made the teachers even more angry. So the Snyder juggernaut is rolling along, and the teachers are saying they're being rolled up in it, because they also did another piece of legislation yesterday that says at the end of a teacher contract under the old law, step increases for teachers were automatic. Now those are frozen until a new contract is agreed to, and the teachers don't like that either.
And standing back and trying to assess what we see, looking at both sides, it looks like the focus of state government has been to bring what they do in line with the private sector. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair.
And that the folks who it affects have had it pretty good, and they don't want to lose what they got.
Well, the governor did throw him a sop yesterday. Remember, in his original budget, he was looking for $180 million in concessions from state workers, the bulk of those being prison workers. They took $20 million of the new surplus and reduced that down to $160 as a, quote, sign of good faith and bargaining in good faith. Here's part of the problem. The governor, be careful what you wish for. And he was not wishing for a surplus, believe me. If you're about reinventing government and you want to cut services, the last thing you want on your platter is an extra $700 million, which the state has this year and next year, because the economy is turning around. And there's a funny thing, as you know, about politics. If you dangle $700 million in front of politicians, guess what they want to do with it?
Spend it!
Yeah, exactly. And this is what he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to put one-time money into budgets that next year increase the base of the budget when that money may not be there. But here's the nasty little secret. The governor's new business tax that was adopted next year will create about a $500 million hole in the school aid budget, because revenues for the schools will be down because the business tax collections will not be where they're supposed to be. Now, the ironic thing is that money is coming in under the current business tax at a pretty good clip. So they're about to throw out the MBT, put in a new one, which will create a deficit in the school aid fund, and the education lobby is not happy about that either.
So what will he do? Will there be a rainy day fund?
Yep. They're going to put a third of the budget into the rainy day fund, $310 million for the schools, a little bit of extra money for the revenue sharing cut to peel that back a bit. And this thing's rolling along, and they're going to get this thing done, it looks like, before May 31.
Tim, I saw a story in the Morning Sun that talked about how every time Rick Snyder is tossed a question that might make some controversial news, he throws it right back at him. What would Virge Bonaro have done? Pretty funny.
You know, there are times when you're trying to cover the news and try to find out what's going on, and the governor is very disciplined. His standard response is, let's dialogue about this, which is not hardly news, and so he doesn't want to play the game, and I admire him for that, because he stays on message. But you have to wonder at times, what would Virge Bonaro be like if he was governor right now on some of his rhetoric? But you know what, Virge Bonaro lost the race. race. He was angry all the time. Rick Snyder won it, and he's optimistic all the time. So I guess chalk one up for the rosy complexion.
The one skill that you have that is as good as anyone is asking the question, where's the beef? And in a story that I saw where Rick Snyder was talking about a subject, you asked him to show some data about how many jobs would be created under the state's new tax deal. Did you ever see those numbers?
No, because he doesn't have them. And he admits that, to his credit. But the irony here is that the Mackinac Center last week somehow found some numbers that they say will create 57,000 jobs under the business tax. Now, it's either one or the other. Either you can't quantify the number or you can, and one of those groups, either the governor or Mackinac Center, has to be wrong. I just pointed out that there's something rotten in Midland, maybe.
And, Tim, before we let you go, I see all over the news that former Governor Jennifer Granholm has become a tweeting expert with Twitter, blasting Arnold Schwarzenegger and also making some other political comments about other folks. Any thoughts about that?
None.
I knew you wouldn't, but I had to ask you.
You got to ask what's in her coffee, right?
All right.
Her husband's not far behind either.
I know. Well, what's the deal with the Granholms all of a sudden Charlie Sheenish with the Twitter?
Yeah, well, I haven't had a chance to talk to her about it, so until I do, I'll graciously decline the offer.
What do you have going for Channel 6 today?
We're going to be following up on this budget thing and doing a piece for them. We'll also be appearing at noon at the Kellogg Center with a bunch of educators at the Lansing Chamber of Commerce. We got a gig there at 12 o'clock talking about education. So if your listeners out there want to come by and find out what's going on in education, this is the place to be around 12 o'clock today.
Sounds like a plan.
Let's go get them.
Enjoy your day.
You too, T.